I'm back. Good morning. I looked around this morning. I didn't see any first-time visitors here, so welcome to everyone that's here. Thank you, James. What a great lesson. Appreciate it very much. Trey, when we get through with prayers, Todd will get the microphone. So let's go ahead and go into our prayer requests. I'll start it out, Todd. I got a call yesterday from Lloyd Surveys and Linda. They're going to be driving home today from, I can't remember where they are. Is it Kansas or somewhere? But let's just have prayers for them to get home safely, okay? Also, let's just continue our prayers, if you would, for Beth. She does her pre-op exam this Tuesday. Thank you, Nancy. You're going to be, Nancy's correcting me. Is it Tuesday or Wednesday? Wednesday. Okay, so why do I know? See, I'd have been there and Beth had never shown up. See? Golly. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, just continue your prayers, and then I'll be driving in the morning. I head to College Station for all week. I won't be home till Friday, so prayers for a safe trip for me, if you would, Todd. Okay, this side, if you have a prayer request, raise your hand. Here we go, Lori.
Lori and I. Okay, I have two. I have one. It's just unspoken for a friend of mine, Lester. I thought about what James was saying and the deceit and things he's doing to people. So I'd like to pray for him. And also the Weaver family. Their daughter was in a car wreck. Fortunately, she ran a stop sign, hit somebody, and she was killed. So she was in her 30s, and it's Daryl's son's wife's sister. So I just want to pray for the Weaver family.
Thank you for sharing that, Lori. Who else on this side? Anyone? Okay, let's go to this right here, Jessica.
Thank you. Thank you all for your prayers for my mom. She's she's at my brother's house resting and waiting patiently for when the doctors say she can have her bypass. So thank you for that. And thank you for the prayers for Melora. She was blessed to be able to get a job on Tuesday. So isn't God so good? Thank you so much.
What's your mom's name? Dodie. Thank you, Jessica. Any others on this side? This side. Here we go. Lynn? Oh, have one. Hi, Deborah.
My name's Deborah, and I just want to give the good Lord all the praise in the world that for all that he's done for my family and everybody else that's asked for prayers and things. So may we tell him how grateful we all are.
Thank you, Deborah. And Liam right here.
I'm excited. I'm Lynn. our son is, and his wife, of course, are going to have a baby in August. And we're going to be grandparents again, which is exciting, even at this age. but anyway, they're looking for their first home. They had a home that was given to them by their parents to live in. But they're looking for their first home, and it's just an exciting time, and I'm just asking prayers for them, and everything's turns out okay. Thank God they're both working, and things are doing good, and we went out with them not long ago, and this was a real blessing. They held our hands when we prayed. So that's huge. So anyway, thank you all very much.
And what are their names, Liam?
Oh, I'm sorry. Dustin and Jessica and little baby Jones. Baby girl Jones.
Jones. Okay, thank you. Mark, it's never too old to hold a grandbaby, is it? Never. I know. Well, I would be too. Okay, any other prayer requests on this side? All right, Trey, if you'll bring that to Todd, let's go ahead and have our... Yeah, you go ahead.
We support Angela Morris. And if you've been keeping up, they had an earthquake recently there in Thailand. And she's also posted about the air quality there in Thailand. So they have some major concerns going on in Thailand as well, and for Angela as she is there. But if you've been praying for her, she is a lot better. She's able to get out and do the things that she loves to do. So grateful for that. But just remember the people of Thailand and Angela as she's ministering to those people there. Yeah, she's safe. Yeah, everything was safe, but there's still people dealing with tragedy. Thank you. Father, as we've just sung, we just pray that you do open our eyes and our ears and our heart to see where we are needed for those that are around us, our loved ones, our friends, our co-workers. Help us to always be open to those opportunities of being able to share what we know about you and how that can help them along in life as well. And Lord, we want to lift up Angela Morris today, and with the earthquake and the air quality going along in Thailand, we just pray that you give her the strength and the wisdom that she needs to help those people through this time of disaster. We just pray that you continue to keep her safe and the mission safe. We're just grateful for her safety as she continues to serve you there. And Lord, we want to lift up Lloyd and Linda as they'll be traveling back to us. We pray for their safety. We pray that the time that they were away was beneficial for them, and we just pray that you keep them safe as they return home. We want to lift up Beth this morning as she has a pre-op coming up this week, that that will go well and that everything will be explained and they will be able to move forward through this surgery. And we want to lift up Joe as well, who is going to be traveling this week, and keep him safe as he leaves and returns. And we just pray for, again, for beneficial time as he is away for him, and we just pray that you keep him safe. And we want to lift up Lori's unspoken, and I know that there's probably others who have burdens on their heart this morning that they have not spoken about, but we just pray that you be with them, give them guidance in this time, help them to know that you are there and that you are concerned about them. And Lord, we want to lift up the Weaver family and the loss of a family member here in a car wreck. We just pray that you be with them. Pray that you give them strength as they come together. And we just pray that as the family comes together that they'll be able to encourage one another and strengthen one another in this time. And Lord, we want to lift up Dodie this morning. We're grateful that she's in a peaceful, restful place right now, waiting to have this bypass. We just pray that again, as they move forward, that they'll be able to do that in a safe manner and a quick manner so that she'll feel better and be able to go out and do the things that she loves to do. And Lord, we want to lift up Justin and Jessica and the upcoming birth of their baby and the seeking of their first home. We just pray that everything goes well and is smooth and an exciting part of their life. And we just pray that they continue to cling to one another and cling to you as they move forward in their life. And Lord, we want to lift up the Kairos day of prayer as they come together and those people see the prayer that's going on in their lives outside of the prison where they're at. And we just pray that it'll be a day of excitement and a day of celebration as they continue to see the prayers and how they're active and how they are going forward in their lives. And we want to praise you for Melora and her job. been seeking a job for a while. We're just grateful that that has been, that takes place, and we just pray that it'll be a smooth transition and that she'll be able to feel like she's a part of what's going on. And Lord, we want to praise you for who you are. We are so grateful for your goodness and your faithfulness and how you take care of us in those moments that we don't even realize that you've kept us safe and that you love us. And we're just so grateful for that. And we're in awe of the fact that you continue to love us even though we are not worthy of that. And I just pray that as we continue to move forward in our lives, that we can share that love with others. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.